I'm now going to go to our final speaker, Mark Bauerlein, who is going to speak about his book, The Dumbest Generation. Mark, please go ahead.
Hello there. You started by talking about hoping to end on a note of hope, and I'm sorry, Larry, I actually don't have very much hope when I look at what has been going on with American youth in the last 20 years. We conducted a broad social human experiment back in the 2000s, in which what we did was we turned over an entire generation of teenagers and younger to screens. We let them avoid the books, newspapers, magazines. We let them read a lot less literature than they had before. They were watching fewer TV shows that would pump some adult content into their lives. They pretty much came to ignore history and civics even more than they had before, and they plunged into one another. It was a peer-to-peer contact world that millennials occupied when they were 15 years old. They had, by 2010, they were texting like crazy. They had Twitter, it had taken off. Facebook, of course. MySpace was still there. It was going down, but they were watching videos, and they had the YouTube making videos. Remember, the first motto for YouTube was broadcast yourself. They were walking around with 250 pictures of themselves in their pockets at all times. They were communicating through the night by texting and instant messaging and everything else. 85% of them had a cell phone by 2015. And what we see today is that these 15-year-olds, 10-year-olds, who were Googling out in their formative years, something that had never happened before, they're now 30 years old, late 20s, early 30s. And what do we see has happened since then? Well, maybe some of you don't remember back in 2005, 2006, the boosterism for the millennials was over the top. They were going to be the most connected, aware, globally oriented, highly educated, informed, worldly generation in human history. They were going to, these digital natives, the digital pioneers, were going to show the elders what the 21st century was really going to look like. What has happened since then? Well, if you look at academic achievement, let's say SAT scores, ACT scores, NAEP scores, the broad test scores are all down. Reading and writing rates, scores, have dropped significantly in the last 15 years. And this at a time when young people are actually writing more words than ever before in human history. Well, they're not doing it very well. They're doing it worse than they did 20, 30, 40 years ago. If you look at their more of them are going to college, but more and more of them are ending up in remedial classes. When they get to college, many of them are not learning very much at all, according to another test called the Collegiate Learning Assessment. And then when we look at emotional measures of millennials, now that they're 30 years old, we see suicide rates are up, anxiety rates are up, narcissism rates are up, medication is very high among young Americans. The misery that you see, the unhappiness they see is widespread. Now, part of that is the economic troubles that hit, you know, even 2008, there still hasn't been much recovery in many places. They have enormous student debt. They bounce around from job to job, often doing contract work for businesses. Benefits are hard. Rents, living expenses are very difficult in the hot places they want to live, like Williamsburg on Long Island and Austin and Boulder and Madison and the Bay Area. They don't settle down. They don't get married nearly as early as previous generations had. They don't have the stability of family life, and they're not doing well. And my contention is that one reason the misery is up is that a lot of these are the normal tribulations of adulthood that have hit. But because they were locked on screens in those formative years, they didn't acquire the intellectual equipment to handle a lot of them. They didn't read enough novels. They didn't learn a lot enough about history. They would talk a lot less about social justice and racial justice if they had any sense of the American and the world past. And so what happens with them is they are being hit by pressures, emotional, psychological, caused by financial, economic, career pressures, and they're not handling them very well, and it's too late. It's too late for them. They're not going to sit down and start reading now. They're not going to go learn more history now. They have to, they're hitting middle age, and it's time to start understanding their lives in a meaningful context, and they don't have it. They don't go to church. Most of them don't have any organized religion in any meaningful, concrete way. And so I used to believe that Generation Z, the generation behind them, is going to reject the millennial outlook, as every generation kind of rejects the previous one. But I'm seeing indications now that this isn't really the case, that Generation Z are showing high rates of loneliness and difficulty, the same as the millennials do. This is widespread speculation. I can give numbers on the data on these downward trends, but because this is a topic that hits so many people so directly, I think I would like to stop there and open it up for questions.
Okay.